From the Haunted Attraction Network, this is an update about ScareCon on our trade show news show. I'm going to be going through some updates for ScareCon, then playing an excerpt from founder Michael Bolton on the history of his convention.
This is a Haunted Attraction Network production.
ScareCon 2016 will be this Friday, May 13th, at the Dreamland Margate Amusement Park in Kent. ScareCon is Europe's only show dedicated to the ever-expanding scare attraction industry and is the highlight of the year for attraction owners, designers, and scare fans alike. Whether you are looking to expand a commercial attraction, build a home haunt, or whether you just want to celebrate the success of others, ScareCon has something for everyone. ScareCon 2016 includes a dedicated program of workshops and seminars, a trade show floor, access to the Screamland mazes, the Scareball costume party, live entertainment from the Circus of Horrors, an evening meal, and entry to the SCAR Awards. For tickets, if there are any left, go to www.scarecon.org. That's scarecon.org, all lowercase. I'm going to play an excerpt from Michael, but before we get into that, here are some updates on the event. Update number one. All attendees will receive a special edition copy of the Haunt Journal included in their ticket. That's right. We're doing a special print run in London just for ScareCon 2016. The journal has a complete schedule and workshop description inside. If you want a sneak peek before you get to the show, or if you're not attending ScareCon this year and just want to see what they're up to, you can go to www.hauntjournal.com, that's www.hauntjournal.com, Friday morning to find that. Update number two. To avoid long queues, we will be running the scare mazes on a timed entry system between 4 p.m. and 8 p.m. On arrival at the venue, please book yourself into your required slot using the sheets provided. Then all you need to do is turn up at the entrance to the first scare attraction a few minutes before your start time. This should give you a chance to plan if you are looking to head back to your hotel to get changed for the scare ball. Update number three. VFX is giving free shipping to the UK for all ScareCon attendees. In fact, we have someone on the line to explain a little more about that.
Hey, it's Patrick Voss with VFX at VFXcreates.com.
And what was that we heard earlier?
That was Sally Zombie. She's one of our life-size puppets you wear and scare. We also have scarecrows, clowns, werewolves, and other monsters. Our puppets were developed for Q-Line, but we're finding that a lot of our customers are using them in their haunt attractions and for marketing. They take them out to other events, and they use them because they get so much attention that they use them at other events. They hand out coupons and stuff to generate awareness about their attractions.
Yeah, and it's a great way to keep the line active and keep everybody entertained from step one.
Exactly.
Very easily.
They've been a real big hit. Every time we go to a show, how many of our customers will see at the shows and they have their own stories of, you know, how awesome it is. They have their employees, some of their actors battling over who gets to wear the puppet that night. There's so much fun you can have with them, with customers.
What has been one of the most memorable uses that you have seen somebody engage with the puppets on?
Hi, this is Doug with VFXcreates.com, the production manager. So one of the funnest things we've done with the puppets, it was me, but we did for another show. I wore Chokles, our clown, and we went on the Kuka arm that flings you around at IAPA, a giant German ride, and I actually wore the puppet while on the ride, basically promoting us at another website, and he was saying weird things while we rode the Kuka arm at full force at a 5, and went up to 5. And Chokles was saying stuff like this, going, "Hey, look at them over there, that's hilarious! Oh, I think my eyeball just flew out!" Yeah, Chokles gets a little crazy sometimes. So that was pretty good. I think that sort of went viral on some websites out there. So that was, yeah, Chokles, our attack line puppet who chokes you, and crazy clown.
So where can we find out more information on VFX?
You can find out more information at VFXcreates.com.
And I understand you're doing something special for ScareCon attendees. Can you explain that?
Yeah, our ScareCon special is If you order through a website before May 15th, it's free shipping to the UK. So take advantage of that.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
Okay, back to the updates. Update number 4. On arrival, you will be issued with a badge and a wristband. Do not remove your wristband after the scare ball if you want to access Dreamland Margate and ride the rides on Saturday. Update number 5. If you're coming to Margate on Thursday night, then you are invited to join the team at the pre-show dinner, which will be held in the Roller Derby Diner at Dreamland from 7 p.m. The venue will be serving food until 9, and just ask for the special ScareCon burger and beer deal at the bar. Update number 6. Orders are being taken for the 2016 ScareCon t-shirt. It's 20 pounds per shirt and looks great. To pre-order your shirt, email fearituk as one word, F-E-A-R-I-T-U-K, fearituk, at gmail.com. This is a strictly limited run, so place your orders now. All right, with all the updates out of the way, I'm going to finish this episode by playing an excerpt from the Frequent Fear podcast. In this clip, ScareCon founder Michael Bolton is discussing the event with Frequent Fear podcast hosts, Lee and Lee. Enjoy and stay scary.
Yeah, you know, there was ideas about, and we'd said about maybe we should get people together. So what we did was, it was at Leisure Industry Week. I just knew there were loads of people who did scare attractions, so we announced it. Leisure Industry Week were really good, and they said, well, if you're going to take people away from our show, why don't we sponsor with you and get involved? So we had, it was just an afternoon session with anybody who was to do with scare attractions, and we had London Bridge talking about their event, and I think Stuart talked about his, and I think we had one other talk. And the idea was to say, look, you know, here's a bit about history about what people have done. This is something you can learn. Would people be interested in getting together, like, you know, to create a trade association, you know, best practice, a way of working together? And we got sort of 45 people on that first event. And from then it was just like, right, well, let's keep going. There's obviously is a demand for it. And I mean, you saw how many people were at ScareCon last year and how many people buying tickets for this year. You know, the industry's huge, but there's a massive demand for people want to, generally, people want to come along, they want to share, they want to talk to other people, they want to find out what other people are doing. And yeah, we just sort of hit on a need that was required at the time, and it just keeps going and going, and not being controversial, you know, a few people have come and gone, tried to create rival events, and they've just fallen by the wayside because ScareCon has got a good reputation, has got a good name, and people like coming. And I keep mixing it up, trying to do different things for people. You know, it's never been the same year on year. And people enjoy it because it's the mix of business, stuff you can learn, things you can buy, go and see a scare attraction itself, you know, try and get some experience, and then at the end of the day, go and have a laugh. So
yeah,
it goes back to why I like scare attractions. You know, it's all the serious bit, but then I also like to have fun with it.
That's it. I mean, me and Tracy came down for it last year, and for all we're not really involved in the sort of commercial side of it, we still enjoyed a lot of the presentations and stuff. But like you say, the fact that we had the we got to go through Saw Live and the Haunted Lanterns. I mean, the Haunted Lanterns maze that we went through Saw Alive last year, something that we can't stop talking about. It absolutely blew us away. The fact that we got to go through just the two of us as well, and there was only one actor in it. I think that was the worst thing, that like it was the anticipation of someone being there more than the person actually being there. And because Tracy had the lantern, so she was sort of lighting the way, and there was no other light in there. We were shouting at each other and there was all sorts going on. It was absolutely brilliant.
Oh, I'm glad you guys enjoyed it.
Oh, it was awesome.
Sadly, I was too busy setting up for the evening event and I missed that, and I'm really gutted that I did.
And that was brilliant as well, you know, with the... I've never seen the Circus of Horrors. Tracy's seen them a lot of times. That's the first time I've seen them. And one of the highlights of that night, I will say, is we were sat on the table with Brett Jones. And watching Brett during the sword swallowing act was the funniest thing I have ever seen. That lad does not like sword swallowing acts. And he was watching it like a little kid watching a horror film through his fingers.
Well, I'm currently in discussion with Dr. Hayes about what's going to happen this year. You know, we're going to get the freaks are going to come out and get a lot closer this year.
Oh, I'm not going to be there. I'm gutted. It's too far south. I'm going to sit... Michael, what? It's too far south. Five and a half bloody hours it took us to drive there last time.
Yeah, well, I've got a venue in mind for next year, which will be slightly nearer to where you live.
Good.
I mean, this will be my... I think it's fourth.
It probably is.
Fourth year this year. The one thing that I sort of... The first year that we went was Blackpool. So there was
up north sometimes.
Yeah, it's true. And the beer was a lot cheaper. we were there the same year that a baby boy, little Sean Roos, were there for his first year with his dad. And we were sort of like struck on it from day one. It's just such a sort of happy event, and it's such fun. And then at night time, you can let your hair down a little bit and sort of have a laugh. And I also think it's just like the gateway to Halloween. I know we're sort of still quite a lot of months away, but it's, you know, there's always like a few teasers or a few reveals, and obviously everybody's like pushing ready for Halloween. So I think it's, in theory, I always look at the sort of ScareCon is the last time we all can sit and relax together, because the next time is that we're all sort of, we're meeting each other at each other's attractions. So
yeah,
it's
that's
such fun.
That's exactly what it's meant to be. And funny you said about, you know, announcements made or teasers are made. This year we've got people who are coming to ScareCon just to make announcements. It's been out there for a while. You would have seen it if you've looked closely at the website. But Fort Park, for example, are coming to ScareCon to announce their Fright Nights lineup for this year.
Awesome.
We will get that exclusively. For those who you're probably aware, we're currently working with all our reviews. We're working together to get a book, which is going to be like the good beer guide, but it's called the Good Fear Guide. As part of that, we have asked a number of different attractions to tell us what they're doing for 2016. Not everybody has given us their information, but a lot of people have, and a lot of that information is embargoed until Friday the 13th at ScareCon. So, with the idea that, you know, ScareCon is where they announce what they're doing, so we know the lineup for a number of different attractions who've told us what they're going to do this year. We've got the guys from Dreamland, who obviously are hosting at Dreamland, who created Screamland. They're announcing their big event, what they're going to be doing this year. So I want it to get to a point, because generally around about May, June time, most big attractions will know what they've got, especially if you're at a theme park or something like that. You'll have signed off the budget, you know what you're doing. And it's the perfect time to get people starting, you know, getting excited. And for someone like Fort Park to say, you know, their press release will say it was exclusively revealed at ScareCon today that blah, 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 we're bringing X and X. So, or whatever it might be. I can't say that that's going to be two attractions. I couldn't possibly confirm or deny anything. But do you see what I mean? And it is, yeah. I think it is the start of the Halloween season. And it's just meant to be, it's meant to be fun. I hope people enjoy it and people really do look forward to it. It always used to be a Thursday event, because in my brain, I always thought of it as a business event, as a day event, and why would anyone want to do something on a Friday? But it's clearly, it's a bit of both. It's daytime businessy, but in the evening, it's all about actually talking and relaxing with other people and just having a chat over a pint of beer, you know, a pint and some food about, oh, what are you doing? How did you do that? And how did you get over this? And you know, how did you find X or whatever? So, you know, everyone seems to be talking and doing stuff. I'm obviously floating around like a social butterfly trying to talk to everyone. And it's a bit like, well, it's a bit like at your wedding day when you get to bed at the end of the night and go, God, did you speak to my mother, or did you do this, or did you do that? That's what I'm like every ScareCon. I think, oh, my God, those people came all the way down from Scotland and I started talking to them and so-and-so came in and I got dragged away. But, yeah, people are happy. Yeah, you have a few people that come one year and then don't come again. But generally, we have you know, a big returning audience each year, and it keeps getting bigger.
This is a Haunted Attraction Network production. Achieve more with all our products at www.hauntedattractionnetwork.com.